Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Saturday, April 14th, and it's almost time for the NFL draft. And you're here with me, Dan.
It almost feels like it, outside, it feels like it should be.
There's a big NFL draft going on outside. It is, what, 30 degrees or so?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Supposed to be getting some rain, but today's podcast, we're going to be doing news and notes. Everything that's been going on for the last 3 weeks since we've been gone. We have our very first and only first round mock draft for the NFL this year. We're going to be going over all the fantasy relevant positions and where we think they're going to go and which teams are going to take who. And then we have, of course, the fantasy girl. Dan's been out of practice and
it's been a while.
We have someone for him that he may actually like this week without complaining and bitching.
Well, I kind of chose her, didn't I?
Well, you picked the...
Dave calls me last night and says, you got a choice, one, two, or three. And I'm like, well, that's a loaded question. And I picked two, right?
Well, no, you said, what am I picking that for? And I said, well, it's going to determine who the fantasy girl is. And you said, well, can't you just tell me who it is? I said, no, I don't want you to cheat.
Because I look like a cheater.
And you said, well, are they all models? And I said, no, one's a model, one's a sports star, and the other one's a model. And you said, I'll take the sports star.
And I'm kind of looking forward to it. As long as it's not Danica.
Oh, God, no, it ain't Danica.
Oh, good.
Check us out on all your favorite podcast places. iTunes, TuneIn.com, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Podcast Republic. You can even listen to this podcast right on the website, MyCFFL.com. And when you're listening, please go there and give us a 4-star rating if you can. We only want you to do that if you really feel it's worthy of a 4-star rating. If not, send us an email and let us know what we're doing wrong, what we did, how we pissed you off, why we can't get a 4-star rating. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
Now, I did mention that the NFL draft is coming up.
Right.
And that means, as always,
we have games.
We have our annual NFL draft party, which, as always, will be going on at the Hooters in Brookfield on Thursday night for the first round. You can join us there if you want. We'll be there for the first round. And, of course, we have games going on during the draft. We have the mock draft bracket where you make your own mock draft, picking the team and the player. You get a point for each one that's right. Person with the most points wins the money from the pot, and it's $5 per mock draft.
Right, and I think the mock draft is the most difficult.
It is.
Because I once again, this year, I believe there's going to be a ton of trading going on.
There's
going
to be a ton of trades, so if you want to try and make up a bunch of points on people, make a draft with a bunch of trades.
There you go.
The other game we always have going on is the quarter game. That's where you bring a roll of quarters to the Hooters. We'll have a cup in the middle of the table. Before each pick is made, you're going to write down on a piece of paper who you think that pick is going to be. If it's right, you get a point. If it's wrong, you put a quarter in a cup. At the end of the first round, person with the most points wins with a cup of quarters. Sound like fun?
And that makes, well, if we get a lot of mock drafts, then it used to be the quarter game was where you made your money.
Yeah, but now it's turning out that the mock draft thing is becoming a little more beneficial money-wise.
That's right.
And I actually thought of a new thing for this year if we want. Since there's a bunch of listeners out there that obviously aren't going to be able to make it to the Hooters for the draft, I thought we would have a little online podcast contest.
There you go.
All you need to do, if you want in, you're welcome. Put together your first round draft. Email it to me, cffpodcast@hotmail.com. We'll do the same way. Point for every correct pick, point for every correct team. Person with the most points is going to win a
prize package.
A gift card for a restaurant, and we'll throw in a Cheddarhead Fantasy Football She'll Be Fine t-shirt
yep.
and an autographed picture. Make sure you put your name and town on your mock draft and send it out. I need to have that by noon on Thursday, the 26th of April.
Okay, and I know I'm torn and I'm going to be a sore...
Can I play in both?
Well, no, I just want to know, can we make a rule? Because I think we're going to get a lot of mock drafts this year.
Yeah.
Can we make a rule where you can only have one mock draft?
Well, I'm going to say no because I'm making two. I'm making one where there's no trades and I'm making one with trades.
Okay.
How about no more than three?
So you're thinking about making another one as
well? No, I'm going to do two, but I know Henry likes to put a few together.
Okay.
So no more than three. No more than
three.
So if you're out there and you want to send in a mock draft board, no more than three.
And we're not going to allow anybody to, you know, say, oh yeah, this is my cousin Vinny from.
Yeah, we have ways of figuring this stuff out.
We're not dumb.
So all that. And I think we did everything. We gave away the website, right? MyCFFL.com. We gave away the listen to the podcast and send us emails about what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right, what you like, what you don't. You want two fantasy girls a week? What? Let us know.
Oh, I can't.
I can barely handle one.
I can only handle one set of jokes.
So with that, we got a lot of news and notes to get over. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. And here we are with the news and notes. Like I said, a lot of stuff to cover. And I'm going to give you the first pick. Little paper, big paper?
I'll go big paper.
Oh, okay. We're going to start with this beauty. Former USC quarterback and all-around tool, Todd Marinovich. He's back in jail in Orange County after being arrested last week. Records show that Marinovich was arrested on March 19th, posted bail, and was rearrested on March 23rd. There aren't many details about the reasons for his arrest. However, if you are a regular listener to this podcast, you're already ahead of the curve. You know that he was on a 2-year probation after being right. found naked
yeah.
in a stranger's backyard with drugs and syringes. He was sentenced to 90 days in custody after the incident, but could have avoided jail time if he went through a successful rehab and stayed out of legal trouble for 3 years. And what did we say?
That there's no way he's going to do it. Because once again, I want to say it once again, don't drugs sound great? You end up naked with a bunch of syringes laying around you and in somebody else's, wasn't he in somebody else's place?
Yeah, in the backyard of somebody else's
yeah.
house.
God, that sounds like I want to do drugs.
And I've learned this too on watching my new favorite show, Live PD. Oh. On A&E, that whenever a cop stops somebody, they're always finding syringes in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And it pisses the cops off because the perps
say there's
nothing in there. No. Anything that's going to stick me? No. And then they're going through and there's needles. This is Todd Marinovich's life. Now, like Dan said, there was no way in hell that Marinovich was one, going to successfully complete a rehab, and two, if he did, there was no way he was going to stay out of trouble for 3 years.
Right.
It all goes back to the undeniable fact of life, screw up.
Which brings us to
the next thing.
Okay, good.
Free agent quarterback and master of the butt fumble, Mark Sanchez.
I read this last night.
He has been suspended for 4 games of the 2018 NFL season for violating the league's performance enhancing substance policy. Whew.
Is he on anybody's team right now?
No, he's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
Okay. So you can have this guy.
Oh,
now,
no.
Would you want this guy or do you want our next guy that we're going to talk about? Colin Duschernick.
Yeah, this guy.
Wait, I got to find out if I actually have him written in the paper, if that was too...
How'd you spell Duschernick?
Oh, yeah, here. So, remember how all the Seahawks players last year were railing against other teams because they were not going to sign Colin Kaepernick?
Right.
Funny how the worm turns.
Well, this is the second time in a row.
This is the second time the Seahawks tried to bring him in, tried to give him a chance, and they have now actually backed away from Colin Kaepernick because he told him that he would not stop protesting during the national anthem.
And does he – this is my complaint about Colin Kaepernick. Either – last year, didn't he say before when he wasn't getting picked up that I am not – I'm going to stand up for the national anthem all the time. No more kneeling. And,
well, he did, but
I mean, you know, he's got to figure out.
Well, he's got to realize that his lifespan in this profession is not that long.
Right.
And pretty soon, he's going to run out of all the money he's made already.
That's my point.
And I got to take advantage of this minute amount of talent that I have while I can.
Before some young whippersnapper comes in the league.
And it's like this guy on, you know, because I listened to Speak for Yourself with Colin Cowherd, right?
Unfortunately.
Yes. And Jay Whitlock.
I think our show's better than Colin Cowherd.
Oh, stop. Jay Whitlock, Jason Whitlock said that Colin Kaepernick's problem is he needs to stop listening to all the
girlfriend,
the Hollywood stars that are out there telling him, giving him advice on what he should be doing and complaining about him. They're the ones keeping him out of the NFL right now.
Right.
They don't give a damn about him. They just want him to be a martyr. And it's going to cost him. He's going to be without a job. He's not going to have any money to get a haircut. So that fro is just going to keep growing. And he's going to do nothing but become a more and more bigger tool than he is.
And I was just going to say something.
I mean,
to the effect of, I would to make that kind of money, I would play along with anything the league wanted. So does that make me? Does that make him more of a
ignorant person?
Well, no. Morality wise, he's standing by what he thinks he believes.
Well, what he thinks he believes, right? But he's being kind of like two-faced about it. He wants to play, and he's bitching that no one will sign him.
Right.
But he doesn't want to follow the rules. You know, he's one of these kids of the times. He goes, I should be able to do whatever I want, and it should be fine. Doesn't matter what your rules say.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is what's worse, him, the way what his thought process is, or my thought process, if I had that talent, I'm just going to play along and just get my money. I mean,
yeah.
Is it morality-wise, or what's the word I'm looking for? But is he a better person for standing by what he thinks he believes?
Well, and as much as I disagree with him, I don't have a problem with him standing by what he believes in.
But then don't bitch that you're not.
Don't bitch that no one's bringing you in because of that what
I agree
you
with.
Believe in.
Right, because they believe in something
right. That's
not what you believe in.
Right, and I don't understand what Sarah Silverman knows about anything with football and why he's listening to her. I mean, Kaepernick's girlfriend kept him from becoming a Baltimore Raven. He could have been right. A Baltimore Raven.
Yeah, they were ready to sign him.
But she went and did that dang Django Unchained thing, which, okay, you're done. And now he pulls his crap in Seattle for the second time.
Right.
It's just not good. In more freak show news from the NFL, Cam Newton.
Oh, jeez. I didn't even hear this one.
And his longtime girlfriend, Kia Proctor, have yet another baby on the way.
Well, congratulations, Cam. Mm,
this will be baby number three for the couple, who still aren't married. I can't wait for the next offspring with the horrible name awaiting it. We already have Chosen One Newton and Sovereign Dior Cambella Newton.
That one I don't get.
Should we have a little contest?
Oh, we should have a contest.
Guess the name?
Yeah.
There you go. You got name suggestions for Cambella and his girlfriend, not wife, Kia.
Do we know it's going to be a boy or a girl? Or?
Don't know.
If you guys want to send two, I'll okay a boy.
Yeah, one of each. Give us names for boy or girl, and I will be more than happy to forward those on to Cam Newton. Because I don't care. Guy's a dumbass.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Cam took one of our listeners?
Now, Kia Proctor herself has not learned about this whole get married and then have kids thing, as she has another child from a previous relationship, other than the three
there's a shocker
kids from Cam Noon. Ready for this one?
Yes.
This one was sent in, and I'm only talking about it because Wayne sent us a text about it. Bills wide receiver Zay Jones, as reported by CBS Sports, spent just over 24 hours in police custody after he was detained following a bizarre incident at a residential building in downtown Los Angeles that started late on March 19th. In a video that was obtained by TMZ, a nude man, alleged to be Zay Jones, is shown fighting with another man who is alleged to be his brother, Vikings linebacker Caleb Jones. Witnesses on the scene told TMZ that Caleb kept Zay from seriously harming himself. Both brothers took to Instagram on Friday and seemed to acknowledge the fact that Caleb likely saved Zay's life.
Wow.
Later reports from Jim Rome state that Zay Jones was high, spouting off about doing God's work. Then he started trashing the place. Rome reported that it sounded like the brother was trying to calm him down and restrain him after he tried to jump out of a 30-story window naked.
Once again, aren't drugs wonderful?
This is what happens when you play around with bad meth.
God.
Oh, man. The more I do this podcast, the more I expand my belief that there is a God. I have asked for a couple years now.
I might call you Ray Lewis.
Oh, no. I've asked for a couple years now that the NFL please get rid of those horrendous color rush uniforms that are abused on Thursday Night Football. And it looks like my prayers are being answered.
Yep.
Now that Fox Sports has gotten the contract to broadcast Thursday Night Football games in 2018, they have announced that they will be going away from the color rush jerseys on their game broadcast. Thank you, Fox Sports, the common sense network with the NFL. And in the I Told You So department, Andrew Luck appeared at a team press conference and indicated that he was making progress rehabbing his injured shoulder, but he has still not thrown a regulation football. The guy is done. Unless, of course, the NFL makes a rule change and allows Andrew Luck to play the game with miniature footballs like that, like he's currently tossing around, he's done.
I know we have a bet in this.
I haven't put it on the website yet, but we do have a bet.
Yeah. I
got to figure out how to word this. Because what is done? He'll never play again.
Well, I think we have a bet that you said he's never going to be a top 10 quarterback.
Top 10 quarterback. Yeah. Oh, I thought I had that one up. Is that one up?
That one's up, I believe.
Okay.
I feel bad for the guy because I like the guy.
Do you? Because you can't grow a neck beard like him?
Oh, I can grow a neck beard. Like, trust me. No, I thought he had such a promising career. I'm standing by my bet.
You're standing by him? He'll be a top 10 quarterback?
If not this year, next year.
Okay, good luck with that. The next story is about a position we don't normally cover on the podcast because it isn't really fantasy relevant, but I had to cover it because of something the player said. Richie Incognito, from the infamous incident where another player was crying, saying that Richie was bullying him a few years ago when Incognito was playing for the Dolphins. Richie has announced that he'll be retiring from football. Normally, this wouldn't be that exciting of news. However,
but
it is what he said later on in his announcement that made me furl my eyebrows in a questioning manner. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
See if you can tell me why I'm perplexed. Incognito made the statement, "I'm done. That's it. It's been a long career. Went to the doctor. My liver and kidneys are shutting down. The stress is killing me. It's just about doing what's right. I just want to be in the Hall of Fame." Makes you, because you furled your eyebrows the same time I did.
I don't think, Richie, you were ever had a chance to be in the Hall of Fame, A. B, get off the drugs.
PEDs.
Whatever you're taking to screw up your liver.
Oh, my God.
But you missed, you don't
I
have
don't,
an update.
No, I was going to finish the update. Okay. I wanted you to pick out what was eyebrow furling in there.
The Hall of Fame.
I thought it was a little tougher than it was. But he's now asking the Buffalo Bills to release him.
Right. He's coming out of retirement.
He's coming out of retirement. He wants to be released. Apparently, his liver and kidneys healed.
Well,
and he realizes he doesn't have the stats for the Hall of Fame.
Maybe he's on those YouTube videos with the Bills fans that, you know, break tables and that are on fire. Maybe he's doing that.
Oh, man.
Maybe he just can't handle it with the big dogs and the Buffalo.
Are you ready for the long list of free agent signings?
We're not. Am I jumping the gun here when I bring up one other quarterback I thought we were going to talk about?
Oh, Colin Kaepernick. No.
No.
Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
No, we didn't. I didn't have him on my list because that was just recently that he finished his apparently two-game season spring league football.
Yeah, I didn't understand that whole spring league thing.
But I saw a couple of the highlights from spring league, and it didn't look like anybody was actually playing that tough.
Well,
but they were saying how amazing he was and ready for the NFL. It looked like Pop Warner football.
Do you think there's a chance? Are you still on my bandwagon of there's not a chance he plays in the NFL? Plays.
He might be on a team.
He'll never start in the NFL again.
Ooh, yeah, that would be tough. I can't imagine. It's all going to depend on what he does in the Canadian Football League.
But he doesn't even want to play in the Canadian Football
He's not going to be on an NFL team, and he's got to do something to show that he can play because that spring league stuff
didn't do much for me.
No. It didn't look like anybody was chasing anybody getting ready to. Right? Am I missing something?
It looked terrible. I mean, he had two touchdowns. Both of them were scrambles.
Yeah. One was a little pass, but they were all like 3-yard passes. Right.
Yep.
But, and granted, there might have been more. It's a long game, it's a long season.
Long season. Two games.
But, and I wondered, did they play? Is there only two teams in this spring league?
No, I think there's four. I thought they had like a north south.
Three games.
I thought they had a north south.
Two teams in each division?
East, or I don't know.
There's two teams in each division, and we didn't even make the playoffs.
But I'm going to be the most pessimistic guy I can be again.
Okay.
I'm not convinced he's still doing drugs.
You think so?
I don't know if I know you're not a Dan Patrick fan. He was on Dan Patrick's show. He first came out and said that it was the Browns' fault that they drafted him and they didn't do their homework and they should have never drafted him in the first place.
Well, who else would have drafted him?
Well, it's like...
And like it would have mattered.
I'm still not convinced. He kind of sounds like Philip River, or no, not Philip River, Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
With his talk about... You know, try to make sure he's doing everything right. Mm. He's saying, well, Ryan Leaf kind of fell back into a few bad things.
Yes, and he's cleaned himself up now.
Yeah, but I think he said that one other time he was clean and quote-unquote clean.
And they found some pills on him?
Yeah, yeah. And I think
anything in your car that'll stick me or poke me, sir? No!
So I am convinced if things don't go well for Johnny in the Canadian Football League...
Yeah, he's done.
I have a feeling he might go back to his party.
Well, you know, he did say his wife is keeping him clean.
Yeah, I'm...
Hey, we did his wife as a fantasy girl once, didn't we?
Did we?
Or not? I'll have to look
at that. No, I would have remembered that, I think. Is she that?
She's built.
She's built?
She's stacked. Brick house.
You know how I like that.
And now on to our... And speaking of... Well, no, we'll get into this when we do the Fantasy Girl, because I'm kind of grumpy about how ahead of the times we are with Fantasy Girl.
Oh.
And how we are not afraid of this new PC culture that we live in. Yeah. Baltimore Ravens signed John Brown from Arizona to a 1-year, $5 million deal. They're apparently looking to rebuild their receiving core with only Chris Moore and Brett Perriman on returning. Not Brett Perriman. Rashad Perriman.
Rashad, yeah.
I get Brett Perriman from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, that's from a long time ago.
after Ravens released both Woodhead and Jeremy Maclin, the only concern for the Browns and the Ravens is, or for Brown and the Ravens is, can John Brown stay healthy?
Now, he's the one that has the...
He's always hurt for the Cardinals, wasn't he?
Well, which one? Is it John Brown or was it J.J.?
J.J.
Brown.
I don't know.
One of them has, like, some disease or...
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to care.
Good point.
Either one will be on my team, so it doesn't matter. Ravens also brought in Michael Crabtree for 3 years, $21 million. I know you like that
one. I love that one.
Other than the fact that, and we'll get into this with the mock draft, they still have Joe Flacco.
Be nice.
That's some scary money for a receiver who basically took a nosedive last season, $7 million a year. Bengals signed Tyler Eifert to a one-year, $8 million deal.
They just don't want to lose that guy, right?
Well, he's without a doubt going to be the top red zone target in Cincinnati, right?
That's if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. Browns brought in Carlos Hyde for 3 years, $15 million.
There goes Saquon.
Well, we'll get into that with the draft, too.
Okay. There's no way.
This is a tricky move for the Browns, in my opinion, if you believe all the reports about them taking Saquon Barkley in the draft. Maybe it's just being done to keep trade interest for the Browns' first pick. High, who knows?
Okay.
Sounds like a risky decision just for that. Decision.
Hyde
is an obvious upgrade from Isaiah Crowell, but I don't see Hyde as anything more than a low RB2.
Right.
Sharing time with Duke Johnson at best, assuming the team doesn't select Barkley in the draft.
Well, I mean, Cleveland's going to be playing from behind all the time, so.
Correct.
That's why Duke Johnson's probably even more valuable than Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, but Carlos Hyde seems like a tougher runner, though, to me.
Right, but if they're playing from behind, aren't they going
to
be?
Yeah, they're going to need to throw the ball.
And Duke definitely. I missed him last year.
Carlos Hyde was from Ohio State, where they don't know. They never have a quarterback.
Right, that's true.
Broncos brought in Case Keenum for 2 years, $36 million. Overpaid. This is the biggest look what I did last year signing since that time when the Seahawks gave ex-Packer Mike Flynn a large contract after one amazing game. The word out of Denver is that the Broncos are really interested in making Baker Mayfield their franchise QB. And hopefully, if everything falls the way they are hoping, Keenum could keep the Broncos afloat if Mayfield doesn't show the talent to be the starter from day one.
But you agree, though, that wasn't the worst quarterback signing, free agent signing this year, though, right?
Free agent.
Don't you think?
You're talking Sam Bradford?
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
I think if I had a choice between Keenum or Bradford.
I'd rather have Keenum.
And I'd rather have Keenum.
Because he's 30 years younger.
And he makes a.
Has two good knees.
Like $4 million less, I think, was it?
I don't know. We'll have to get to that. I think I have that in the.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, when
I'm
I get
sorry.
Jacksonville signed Dante Moncrief for 1 year, $9.6 million, and Austin Seferian Jenkins. They also re-signed Marquise Lee to a 4-year extension.
Do you think that's enough?
Well, I'm trying to figure out who's going to get him the ball.
Well, Blake is.
Yeah. Yeah. They let Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns go.
Right.
And Moncrief, although.
Well, Moncrief and Hurns are the same guy. They can both
flashes
play,
of greatness.
Yeah, but then get injured or they can, yeah.
Seferian Jenkins was signed mainly to give the Jaguars a consistent threat on short targets because that's all Blake can throw the ball.
Yep.
Sammy Watkins went to the Chiefs on a 3-year, $48 million deal. Move likely gives Kansas City two number one receivers, which should do nothing but help the second-year rookie Patrick Mahomes and his fantasy value.
Do you think that hurts Tyreek Hill? Value as
no, he's still gonna be the number one, right?
I hope so, but
just not as high because there's another big time guy there,
right? That's gonna demand the ball.
I don't know. Good question. Two minor signings for the Dolphins. White boy Danny Amendola, who now came out and said it's tough playing for Bill Belichick. 2 years, $12 million, and Albert Wilson, who. For 3 years, $24
million. That's that Kansas City Chief guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They lost their best receiver in Jarvis Landry and replaced him with two guys that may, if they're lucky, equal Landry's output.
Does that, obviously that improves Kenny Stills' stock and Devontae Parker's stock?
Probably. Yeah. That's all they have, looking to draft a receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
First round, maybe. Two quarterbacks found their way to the Jets. Oh, no. Oh, here's another bad signing. We got Josh McCown, 1 year for $10 million, and they're both on the Jets. Teddy Bridgewater, 1 year, $5 million.
You know what they say? What is it saying? If you have three quarterbacks, you don't have.
That means you don't have one. The Jets are obviously trying to find a franchise quarterback, and neither Bridgewater or McCown are that. Look for the Jets to draft the guy they feel will be that franchise talent, making one of these two expendable. I'm telling you, it's going to be Bridgewater.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Because only $500,000 of his contract is guaranteed.
I know. I'm going to say this now.
Okay.
I think the Jets moved up.
In the draft?
Yeah. And I'm going to get, hopefully I'll get ridiculed on this one. I think they moved up to get Saquon Barkley.
You think so?
Yeah. Because why would you move up to three? Because you're not guaranteed the quarterback you wanted.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on what the Giants do. Because if the Giants go Barkley.
Which, if you saw.
Might, yeah.
If you saw the.
Looking like it's going to happen.
That he was wearing a Giants.
Yeah, the Giants sweatshirt. But if that happens, Giants are done.
I just don't want. I don't want any of these quarterbacks in.
In fantasy football?
Yeah. No, the only quarterback I think I like in this draft might be Baker Mayfield.
That's what I was saying. He was my number one guy.
I think I'm leaning to, I don't know, maybe you've been.
I've been wearing off on you because I know things.
You know things.
The Raiders brought in Doug Martin on a one-year deal. Bottom line on this move is that new head coach John Gruden was very impressed with him, but it may not matter. The team kept Marshawn Lynch, and I expect Martin to be cut unless his guaranteed money makes that impossible. They also signed our boy Jordy Nelson.
Right.
2 years, $15 million, which made, of course, Crabtree expendable for the Raiders.
Did you like that? I mean, I'm on the belief that Jordy's
done.
Done.
Low wide receiver two I have written here.
I'd probably go three, maybe.
He's going to be overdrafted in many leagues just because of his name.
Yep.
That's fine. Leave the good players for me.
That's right.
Here we go. Arizona brings in Sam Bradford, 1 year, $20 million.
God, I want to know what he's got on NFL teams.
Wouldn't you just rather keep Carson Palmer for one more year?
Well, they had their pick of the litter. I mean, why wouldn't you go after Case Keenum?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater than.
Or not sign anybody and draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
And use who was their backup last year when Carson was hurt? Drew Stanton? No.
No.
Some other guy that no one knows about.
Right. It might be Stanton.
Let him hand the ball off
Blaine
to Gabbert. Dave Johnson.
Blaine Gabbert was their quarterback at the end there. I'd rather have Lamar Jackson.
I mean, you're wrecking Larry Fitzgerald last year of his career.
Yeah.
Chicago gave Allen Robinson 3 years, $42 million. Why? He's coming off a week one ACL tear in Jacksonville, and there isn't any guarantee that he'll be fully healthy and ready for the season.
Right.
You also have the question that will be swirling around the talent of Mitch Trubisky. Wow. They also chose to not match a two-year deal for $10 million made by the Saints. Bears offered free agent $1 million, Cameron Meredith.
Yep.
And they chose not to match the deal. The Bears will not receive any draft picks for this signing because Meredith was an undrafted rookie.
Right.
And they didn't offer him enough money. They would have needed to offer him $2.9 million in order to get a pick in return.
I like Cameron.
Yeah, but he's another one, always injured.
Right.
Kind of like, who's your other rookie receiver that hasn't ever played from West Virginia?
Oh, White.
Yeah, Kevin White.
Kevin White.
Green Bay gives $30 million for 3 years to tight end Jimmy Graham. Consider Graham to be an oversized short yard wide receiver. Made his money the last couple years in the goal to go offense.
Right.
Downfield threats don't really exist anymore. This may just be the best signing by the Packers at the tight end position of the last 3 years when they had Jared Cook and Martellus Bennett. And I forgot somebody else in the news. Dez Bryant was cut by the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I've never seen so many tweets from one guy. I had to stop just reading things. Because
I know him.
Running his mouth. And the reason why they got rid of him.
Was?
Because he's a mouth runner and he's a cancer on the team.
Yeah. Where do you think he's going to go?
Well, he wants to be somewhere in the NFC East.
And I don't see anybody.
Philly ain't going to take him.
And why would he want to go to Washington?
Well, he just wants to play against the Cowboys twice. Yeah, makes sense.
They're going to get crushed.
Who's the other team there? Philadelphia, Dallas.
Giants,
yeah.
They're not going to.
They already got their own problems.
Yeah, they got their own problem wide receiver. You know where I think Dez might go?
Baltimore?
No.
Where?
The most logical place would be New England.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you have it in your notes, New England got traded Brandon Cooks.
They did.
Yep. So they got, they lost Danny Amendola.
Correct.
So now they're stuck with, not stuck because I like.
And Gronkowski looks like he might be on his way out.
Yeah, I thought
he's not causing trouble, but apparently Belichick's not happy with him because of the whole TB12 thing.
Right.
So,
So that might be my big prediction. I know. I'm going to say Dez Bryant, New England Patriots.
Wow. Yeah. So do you go money or do you go with a team that plays Dallas twice?
Oh, I would go to a winning team.
Or a chance chance to win a Super Bowl.
I'd love to see him in Green Bay. I know you would hate
I'd hate that. No, we had that with Martellus Bennett last year. Guy that can't catch the ball and is a cancer.
Yeah, but who thinks Jimmy Graham's,
seriously, though.
Okay.
Think about it. He was on Dallas. Right now, our receiving corps is better than Dallas's. And he couldn't get any passes caught on Dallas's receiving core.
Well, but
what's he going to do here?
But is that the fact that maybe Dak Prescott
is a horrible quarterback?
Isn't as good a quarterback as everybody believed he is, though?
But he's a black quarterback. He's got to be amazing.
I don't want to go there, but I'm just saying. I just don't think Dak is as wonderful as he was where.
His rookie year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his rookie year was pretty spectacular because.
Won the Rookie of the Year, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, wasn't it him?
Oh, I thought it might have been Zeke, but.
Yeah, one of the two.
Right. But I'm just saying, to be a good quarterback and having a running back like Elliott makes you a much better quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't think Dak is as good as everybody thinks he is.
We'll see. I don't think he is either, but I don't think Dez Bryant is as good as he thinks he is.
No, I think he's lost a step, but I still think he's.
If you can keep his attitude in check.
Well, that's why you got to send him to a place like New England where hopefully they can keep him in check.
Yeah, but that didn't work for Randy Moss.
Randy Moss had one of his best years of his career.
He did, but he didn't play that much because he was a prick.
Right. Well, he only stayed two or three years. But he did have one of his best, ultimately, I think one of the best years a wide receiver could have.
Okay. Whatever you think.
And, you can't argue with Tom Brady.
Well, you can.
But you're going to look like more idiot than what you already look like as a wide receiver. Do you agree? That's why I'm saying I'd like to see him with Green Bay, because what is he going to do? Is he going to argue that Aaron Rodgers isn't getting him the ball? He's going to look like an idiot. Probably the way everybody's thinking on
the That's what Martellus Bennett did.
And Bennett's a new kind of idiot. I don't know.
Minnesota made the biggest news of the offseason when they gave a fully guaranteed $84 million for 3 years to Kirk Cousins. Now, that seems a lot of money for me.
Yeah.
To me, for a mid to low QB1, right?
No, but that's a good team for him to go to.
Yeah, it was probably the best selection he made. Yeah. Rams traded for Brandon Cooks, as you mentioned, from the Patriots.
Oh, you did have this in notes.
In a trade that involved Cooks and a bunch of swapped draft picks, the Rams report that they intend to extend Cooks' contract prior to the start of the season.
Do you believe the rumors on this, that after this deal was made, that the rumor is the Patriots want to move up to get Baker Mayfield?
I did hear a lot of stuff about the Patriots wanting a quarterback.
I'm kind of looking forward to your this
my draft.
Your
where mock. I have things going.
Yeah, because I want to know where
I have Baker going.
Yeah.
All right. And finally,
okay.
Before we get to that,
okay.
Robert Griffin III.
Oh God,
he's back and ready to destroy yet another team. Luckily, he is only back as a backup quarterback with the Ravens.
Yeah, he's probably won't see the field.
No, unless Joe Flacco twists a little toe again or something.
Yeah, because boy, did I look good last year when I made the bet with you that Joe Flacco was going to have a 4,000 yard.
Well, hey, we can't all be right.
That's right.
And with that, the news is done, and we go to our first round mock draft. Now, it's not a full draft.
Okay.
All I did was kind of go through the teams that I believe are going to take fantasy relevant players. So no offensive guards, no linebackers, no cornerbacks. You won't hear Minka Fitzpatrick's name except for right there. Here we go. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. Now, this is where my whole draft could fall apart.
Yeah, see, you're in a catch 22 here now, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to be changing things around.
Well, see, and that's why I don't think it's fair that people can do two mock drafts.
Because you can always, like the lottery.
I'm going to go with Sam Darnold here, and then the next one I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
Yes, I'm taking Josh Allen right here, quarterback from Wyoming. And like I said, it's going to be him or Darnold. If the Browns want to do anything with this team in the near future, they need to draft a quarterback who has played in a pro-style offense, and that's Josh Allen. As I stated in the podcast when we went over the top quarterbacks available, there is yet to be a quarterback from USC that has done anything in their career in the NFL.
What do you mean, Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer, what has he done?
He was in a Super Bowl.
Okay. I could be in a Super Bowl, too, if I buy a ticket.
Carson Palmer was a pretty good quarterback.
When was Carson Palmer in a Super Bowl?
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, he was, weren't they?
No, it Arizona? Was Kurt Warner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. NFC Championship.
Oh, okay. Big time.
Well.
Okay, other than Carson Palmer.
Okay.
I mean, Todd Marinovich is in jail league.
Right. Leinart didn't make it.
Leinart was too busy taking ballroom dancing classes.
Barkley's still in the league, but
Barkley
is doing nothing.
Yeah, can't catch a cold.
Yeah.
I went through the list. And I asked you which one.
Carson Palmer's might be the best you can get.
I don't think Darnold's a good fit for Cleveland. I think the weather's going to kill him. He's going to be miserable there.
Small hands.
Well, he's miserable there. And everyone thinks that Barkley, the running back out of Penn State, would be the obvious choice here, but I'm going to tell you this. Barkley should not be selected in the first 10 picks. He shouldn't be.
Right.
And that isn't because he isn't worth it. It's because he plays a position that gets beat up very quickly and has a short life in the NFL, and it's not worth taking him so high. Okay, what the hell was his name?
Which there's the number of
USC running back from
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. That's right.
But now I'm going to call you out on this now because you know me. I'm
going Josh Allen.
You're going Josh Allen.
Yep.
But now in your other draft, are you going Sam Darnold?
No, I'm going Josh Allen.
Both times.
Yep. Both
okay.
times.
So okay.
All right. Number two.
I thought you were just going to cover your ass like some of the other
God,
people
no,
are
no,
going to
no,
do.
No. No. Okay. Number, unless I hear something before.
Well, obviously.
You know, if they say, hey, we're taking
Sam
Darnold.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to change. We're like, okay, you're the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some more. New York Giants.
They won't, though. They have Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Are you giving me the over-under in 4.5 with Cleveland wins?
It depends on who their quarterback is. We'll talk later.
Okay, because I'm going to live and die by Cleveland winning 5 games this year.
All right. Saquon Barkley, running back Penn State. And here is the first foolish pick in a draft.
He's going to the Giants.
That's what I think. Now, despite his hype from every talking head on the sports stations, he did not have the outstanding stats that you would expect him to have. And you can see that proof on our last podcast.
Right. I totally agree with you.
Where I went over all his stats. He's also playing the running back position. Short-lived. in the NFL. I don't think any running back, no matter how special, should be drafted this high in the draft. Ever. Well, ever.
Especially in this league. I mean, now.
If it goes this way, the reach of the draft. I'm going to make that statement right now.
Well, and it couldn't happen to a better team, the Giants.
Number three, New York Jets. I did not have any trades being made yet.
Okay.
I'm saving that for my second draft.
So you're just going to give up your first $5 to win your...
Well, maybe.
Okay.
New York Jets. I have them taking Sam Darnold of the USC Trojans. They're in desperate need of a franchise quarterback. They have toiled around NFL mediocrity this far. And Darnold could be that guy to lead them out of mediocrity. Correct?
Boy, I just, why they want Sam Darnold. I don't like any of the quarterbacks but Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Baker Mayfield here at three.
And I think the only thing that's going to throw a wrench in this is if the Giants take Darnold, then I think you might see Baker Mayfield right here.
You don't like my Saquon Barkley with the Jets?
No. Okay. No. Don't they still have Matt Forte?
No. He retired.
Okay. Ooh, they need a running back. They can get one later on.
They need a lot of stuff. Because I'm still going off on my thing. Let's go with what San Diego did a few years ago. Draft the best available running back in LaDainian Tomlinson. And then draft Drew Brees in the second round.
So you'd be thinking that if the Giants take a quarterback too, you think that the Jets might take Saquon Barkley?
I think either one of those two teams should take Saquon with their first pick, and then in the second round, or try to move up into the first round and take a guy like Mason Rudolph.
I don't think Mason Rudolph's going to make it through the first round. I have him going in the first round.
Top 20, or how far up? Or I don't want to.
I have him going. Sorry, I got to turn a page here.
So you have him in late first round.
I have him going number 12 to the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, that's higher than I. Wow.
Mason Rudolph, everyone.
Okay, let's go.
Number four, Cleveland Browns. Saquon Barkley or, well, here I'm talking a guy non-fantasy relevant, or Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame, the guard. Now, this is assuming everything falls the way I had it going.
Right.
If it does, Quentin Nelson's a pick. If not, they're probably going to waste their draft and take Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I think that would be a waste.
It's all going to matter what happens at number two with the Giants. Right. And now possibly number three if you're right about the Jets.
Right.
Another option for Cleveland is trading down to a team that is in need of a quarterback. Teams like Miami, Buffalo, or Arizona could make a deal to move up here. And you'll see that in my second draft if you're at Hooters.
Okay.
Number five, Denver Broncos, Baker Mayfield. Denver Broncos and John Elway love Baker Mayfield. After all, I think Elway sees Mayfield as his younger self. They're both the same person. They desperately need a franchise quarterback considering the draft pick of Paxton Lynch, which was a bust.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to be working out the way they thought it would.
And they lost Trevor Siemian. Oh, then got Case Keenum.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, Case Keenum's their new starter.
Right.
My next offensive player is going to be at number 11, the Miami Dolphins, assuming they don't move up to the Browns pick.
Okay.
I have them taking Josh Rosen of UCLA. He continues to fall mainly because of his free and easy attitude when it comes to football. Many coaches and scouts do not feel as though he has a desire to make football his passion and is only doing it because it's something to do. NFL coaches and owners are very wary of the sort of things Rosen has discussed to the media, and his open views could hurt him. Scouts have told us that teammates don't like him, and the cherry on top, even his high school coach criticized him. He stated his goals include political activism, and he has shown in his history that he has questioned head coaches often in regards to the game plan of each game. He has been called too smart for his own good, and which is turning many teams off. Teams are scared of his desire to use his position for political activism because they don't want the main focus of their team to be a distraction, much like Colin Kaepernick has become.
But could you see a guy like Josh Rosen? I mean, obviously he's falling.
Yes.
Could you see like somebody getting lucky possibly? Maybe he...
Well, here's the thing. You know, everybody's bitching about he doesn't, you know, he's a rich kid. He grew up in a family of means, and he doesn't need football, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, Peyton Manning did that.
Right.
Eli Manning did that. Tom Brady wasn't a poor kid in school.
Right.
I mean, the only one that kind of works on is Johnny Manziel.
And, I mean, I'm by no means people am I thinking that Josh Rosen could be Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers fell.
Yeah.
Because of his attitude, his...
Yeah, his perceived impression.
His, yeah, yeah. Of himself. And, yeah. And the fact that he was under Jim Tedford, or Jeff Tedford. Tedford.
Yeah, Cal.
Yeah. So, I mean, but maybe somebody could get... If he goes to... Obviously, if he goes to a team later on in the draft, they're probably a more of a winning organization, and maybe that may be a better fit for him to be somewhere where...
Yeah, he needs to be somewhere where...
He has a chance to win right away, because
He's not going to be toiling around with a bunch of losers.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay.
And that's going to be... because can you imagine Aaron Rodgers, if he would have ended up...
In San Francisco. Well,
he would have loved that, though.
Well, yeah, because he's
that's where
hometown,
he wanted to be,
right.
Yeah.
But
like, let's say now, Aaron Rodgers in Cleveland?
Yeah.
He'd be miserable.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number 12, Buffalo Bills. This is my Mason Rudolph, quarterback, Oklahoma State.
Wow.
Again, assuming they don't trade up. Guy is moving up the board rapidly. I have him above Lamar Jackson, only because I still question whether Lamar Jackson should be an NFL quarterback instead of a wide receiver.
Okay.
15, Arizona Cardinals.
Can I interject with
sure.
Buffalo? Okay. Don't you think they maybe want to go wide receiver here?
Is wide receiver more important than a franchise quarterback? If you have a chance to get a franchise quarterback in your Buffalo Bills, who haven't had one since Jim Kelly.
Right. But do you want to go with a guy, would you rather go Mason Rudolph over Lamar Jackson then, if you're going to?
Oh, yeah. Do you think Lamar Jackson's going to be better than Mason Rudolph? I look at Lamar Jackson as an RG3, Michael Vick-ish, less talented Russell Wilson.
And I shouldn't have fell asleep last night. I should have done my homework. But who does Buffalo have at quarterback besides Peterman?
Don't they have,
A.J. McCarron, right?
Oh, yeah. Didn't they get A.J. McCarron?
Right.
Okay. So there you go. They need a quarterback.
Well, but see, that goes back to, I mean, they also need a wide receiver bad.
Well, yeah, but wide receiver is a very deep position in this draft.
Okay.
I mean, they could get that in the second round.
But if you can get a guy like Calvin Ridley.
Yes. I have Calvin Ridley going to number 16.
Okay, so you got him in there. Okay.
Yeah, he's coming up. I mean, yeah, I'm sure. Well,
I'm just interjecting. You know me. I got to.
I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. Number 15, Arizona Cardinals, Lamar Jackson, quarterback, Louisville. This is going to be the second reach of the draft.
Okay.
Not sold on Jackson whatsoever. He's not an NFL quarterback. I have the possibility of Arizona moving up to grab a better quarterback as their future star.
Okay.
If that doesn't happen, this is likely who they will be stuck with, and it'll be a long and sometimes miserable future for the Cardinals.
Well, and this is where I'm going to probably throw Ridley's name in again.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling Ridley's going to go somewhere in the teens.
Ridley would look nice on the Ravens, on the Cardinals, wouldn't he? Because I have him going next to the Ravens.
Well, and they desperately need
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Our first non-quarterback running back to leave the board. Simply the best wide receiver in the draft.
Right.
And it looks like he may end up on a team with, Joe Flacco. Everything isn't always wine and roses, I guess. The Ravens signed Crabtree and John Brown in the offseason, but Flacco is going to need as many weapons and good weapons as he could get to make up for his mediocre talent. You want to do another 4,000-yard bet?
No.
Ridley didn't test well at the combine, but he has excellent movement skills and great hands. Next pick.
Okay.
Number 19, Dallas Cowboys. DJ Moore from Maryland. They just released Team Cancer, that is Dez Bryant. And in the offseason, they signed Alan Hearns and Deontay Thompson. They also still have Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, and Ryan Switzer. Anyone scared yet?
So DJ Moore is your next
receiver off the board.
Best available. You like him over Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton I have going number 24 to the Carolina Panthers.
What about that Washington? Where is that? James Washington.
Don't have him.
Okay.
Cowboys are in desperate need of an athletic playmaker like Moore. He can create wide throwing windows for his quarterback, and Prescott's going to need that.
Okay. Going into this, I actually had the Cowboys either moving back a little bit further and taking the best tight end available.
That might be a move, too, because aren't they losing? Well, they're not going to lose what's-his-name yet.
No, he took a pay cut, Witten did.
But he needs to go.
He's older than dirt.
My next pick, number 24, Carolina Panthers. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver, Southern Methodist. They need a reliable speed threat on the outside. Torrey Smith is not that guy. Sutton just may be the long-term piece who would make a nice fit alongside Funchess and Samuel.
Yep.
And my last fantasy-relevant pick, number 29, Jacksonville Jaguars. Christian Kirk, wide receiver, Texas A&M. They lost Robinson and Hearns in free agency, and they need to get Marquise Lee some outside help. My surprise pick in the first round, he's surprising talent and could outclass Ridley if everything works out right for him. The downfall for him is Blake Bortles. I guess we can't all land on a team with Aaron Rodgers.
So you have only one running back going in the first round.
One running back in the first round.
You don't like...
And it shouldn't even be that one. Shouldn't even be one running back. Should be none. None!
Oh, come on. Barkley.
None.
Okay. What about Geis?
The high second round.
Okay.
If Browns don't get him at number 4, they will get him in the second round.
And I'm going to crush this guy's name, but what about the tight end Dallas Goedert? Or Goat?
I didn't even look at tight ends because who knows? Who needs a tight end?
Well, Dallas desperately needs, and Seattle. I mean, and Pittsburgh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, yeah. Pittsburgh is going to need to rebuild pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, they have no, well, they have your Jesse James, but that's...
Jesse James is the only thing on that team, him and Martavis Bryant. Oh, speaking of which, I had a guy sending out emails talking about how they were doing some mock draft, and he was responding to the mock draft about how the Steelers don't select character problem players. I'm like, wait,
Le'Veon
Bell, Joey Porter, Ben Roethlisberger,
Martavis Bryant,
who was the guy with the long hair? Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, but he was
Hines Ward.
Polamalu wasn't.
He was a douchebag, in my opinion.
We'll agree to.
And who else?
You had me at until you had Polamalu.
Until I hit Polamalu. Hines Ward.
Hines Ward
was a dirty player.
Yeah, I could see how you could
LeGarrette
say that.
Blount.
But they didn't draft him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They had him on their team.
Right.
You know, it's like, yeah, okay. Well, we don't draft
James Harrison.
Bad character players. Yes, James Harrison, yeah. We don't draft bad character players, but, you know, we'll sign him later.
Right.
I mean, Antonio Brown is a problem.
Yeah, he's getting to be more and more like a OBJ than OBJ
the
is.
The diva wide receiver thing.
Right.
So that's it for our first round mock draft. You like it? Let us know. You got other ideas? Let us know. CFF Podcast at hotmail.com or Dan at
Strap1971 at yahoo.com.
You need a drink? Here we're going to go to the club and see if Dan can guess. Yeah, sorry. I've been taking a drink here.
That's right. Ooh, slow down.
Get me another one, bartender. It's time.
Okay.
For the Fantasy Girl of the Week. We've had Wayne's suggestion up there for a long time. And it's time we do something different. But, you know, we would have done that if we would have had a podcast to do, but we didn't.
Okay,
so this is your sports star. Her name, actually, you can check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the Fantasy Girl page.
The amazing thing, you got a whole bunch of pictures up there.
Yeah.
And none of them are
a sports thing? None of them are what?
Well, I mean, what sport does she do?
She's a tennis player.
Okay. I don't think I saw a tennis
player. Well, hang on. I just, she posed for Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Okay.
So we can go like this. How about this? There you go. How's that?
Okay.
Would you rather have that?
No, I've never heard of this.
You never heard of Eugenie Bouchard?
No.
She was born February 25th, 1994. She's a Canadian tennis player. She became the first Canadian-born player to reach the finals of a Grand Slam when she did it at Wimbledon in 2014. In 2012, she won the Wimbledon girls title. She has a fraternal twin sister, Beatrice, who is 6 minutes older than her.
And doesn't look at all like she does?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She and her twin sister are named after Prince Andrew's daughters, Prince Beatrice of York and Prince Eugenie of York.
Okay.
On February 5th, 2017, during Super Bowl 51, between the Patriots and the Falcons, Bouchard took to Twitter to predict the outcome of the game, stating that Atlanta would win. A bet was proposed by a fan named John Gerke in reply to her tweet with a proposal that Bouchard would go on a date with him if the Patriots won the game, and she agreed. Patriots went on to beat the Falcons, as we know.
Yeah.
And she later released a statement on her Twitter saying, "I will do it. I stay true to my word." The two subsequently went to a basketball game at the Barclays Center. Bouchard paid for Gerke's trip and accommodations, and in return, he bought her a gift from Tiffany & Company.
Oh, my God.
And it's happily ever after. The NFL invited Bouchard and Gerke to Super Bowl 52 as its guests, and they attended. This French-Canadian hottie who takes to Twitter to make foolish bets with people she doesn't know stands 5'10" tall. She weighs 128 pounds. She has blonde hair and blue eyes and wears a size 4 dress. Her measurements are...
She's an athletic one, then. Okay.
Her measurements are... Let's see here. This is really exciting for everybody.
Well, I...
Too small.
Well, I can go with... I'm fairly positive on her... on her chest.
Yeah, as you always say.
Yeah. So with the chest, I am going to go.
With the chest, you're going.
35B.
36.
I could see that because her.
She's got muscle.
She's got, yeah, she's got a lot of upper waist. Body strength. Is that really her?
Oh, you actually get a ding, don't you?
Oh, I get a little ding. But is that really her? Because that does not look like some of the other pictures.
Yeah,
okay.
That's her.
So I'm going to go waist 24.
27.
Yeah, I could see that too.
And hips. You're off a little bit today.
Yeah, that was bad. hips, 36.
35. 36, 27, 35. Your fantasy girl of the week, Eugenie Bouchard. See, next time we'll be back to models.
Yeah, see, models are easier.
Because they're all about the same size.
Yeah, exactly.
You got questions, comments, concerns? You want to suggest a fantasy girl of the week? Be sure to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Our next podcast will be after the NFL draft. Remember, get your draft, your mock drafts in, cffpodcast@hotmail.com.
Or
right team,
right
pick. Point for each one that's correct. Name and town on your entry. Winner will get a gift card for a restaurant, a Cheddarhead Fantasy Football She'll Be Fine t-shirt, and an autographed picture of us.
We still have some of those left?
We do. We got a lot of them left. Okay. People don't really want them.
what do you mean?
No, I made a lot of prints.
Did you? I told you that my daughter babysat at one of our previous winners.
Yeah, and she has it up.
And she has our picture up.
Aw, how nice. check out the website, mycffl.com. Everything we talk about within reason. You know, of course, the fantasy girl will be there. Our rainbow bets are there. Other than that, there's really not much going on.
Well, and I want to just say,
you can listen to a podcast on the podcast page on the website.
I want somebody to pat me on the back because I didn't say anything bad about Aaron Rodgers today either.
I know. And I even like egged you on with the whole, we can't all be on a team with Aaron Rodgers. I thought that was going to do something.
I think people should be proud.
So send Dan some praise. Until next time, enjoy
Bye-bye. The
draft. And if you want to be at Hooters, we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Stop on in. But until next time, be good.
Bye-bye.